Chidananda মন্ত্র পাঠ করবো, সবাই জয়েন করো। We are now going to do the chanting. Om Bhagme Manasi Mati Pratishthita Manaho Me Bachi Pratishthita
Om Bhagme Manasi Pratishthita
আবিহি বেদশ্যামানিস্তহ শ্রুতং মে মা প্রহসিহ নদীতেন সদামি ঋতং বদিষ্যামি সত্যং বদিষ্যামি তদ্মামবতু তদ্ভক্তারামবতু ওং শান্তি 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 মঙ্গানি বাক প্রাণ চক্ষু শ্রোত্র মাথাহ বলম ইন্দ্রিয়ানি চ সর্বাণি ব্রহ্ম উপনিষদা মাহং ব্রহ্ম নিরকুরিয়াত মাম ব্রহ্ম নিরকারো অনিরাকর্ণমস্তু অনিরাকর্ণমেয়স্তু ধর্মস্তে মোই সন্তু তে মোই সন্তু ওম শান্তি 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 ওং পূর্ণমাদহ পূর্ণমিদং পূর্ণাত পূর্ণম উদচ্যতে পূর্ণমাদায় পূর্ণমেব অবশিষ্যতে ॐ शान्ति 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 ॐ सहनो भवतु सहनो भुनक्तु सवीर्यं करवावहै तेजसी नधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति 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 ॐ शं नो मित्रः शं वरुणः शं नो भवति हरियो शं नो इन्द्रः बृहस्पतिः शं नो विष्णुरुक्रमः नमः ब्रह्मणे नमः ते वायु
नमः
त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्मसि त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्म वदिष्यामि रीतं वदिष्यामि सत्यं वदिष्यामि तद्मामवतु तद्भक्तानामवतु मामवतु भक्तानाम् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ भद्रं कर्णे भीषणां देवा भद्रं पुष्येमाक्षवीययोत्रः शिरैयाङ्गै तुष्टुवांशतनुभिः श्रीमदेवहितं यतायु ॐ शान्तिः शान्तिः शान्तिः
शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति
Shyamananda Alochana and Pravesh Kutsi. We are now starting our discussion. Today I am actually talking from a different country. It's in Mauritius. It's surrounded by the waters of Indian Ocean and far apart from the mainland, the country. However, the time zone difference is only 1.5 hours. It's 1.5 hours later than India's time. So today our discussion is on the origin of devotion. This is a very important point. This devotion is something which is common in all spiritual principles. If you look at any spiritual principle, any religious stream, you'll find that, devotion is a common parameter. But then there is a need and urge to find out where is it, originated from. That is the discussion point today, and how did it develop and what are the ramifications of that, different streams of that, and different ideas about devotion, different ideas about adopting devotion in life or maintaining and developing devotion in life. So that is one of the most important thing that we need to, proceed further, and we need to introspect for that. Ajke amader alochonar sutra holo bhakti ebong bhaktir utsho. Bhakti ebong bhaktir utsho eti bishon gurutwopurno karon jekono amader jekono chinta dharate jekono adhyatmik chinta dharar modhe bhakti ekta সাধারণ হয়ে আছে, এটা সবার মধ্যেই যেন উপস্থিত হয়ে আছে, কম বেশি সবারই ক্লেম আছে, সবারই সেখানে বর্ণনা আছে, বলা আছে যে ভক্তি তাদের প্রধান, এবং ভক্তি একটি অঙ্গ, একটি প্রধান অঙ্গ। এটি প্রায় সব আধ্যাত্মিক তত্ত্ব বা আধ্যাত্মিক ধারার মধ্যেই আছে, সেটি যেখান পৃথিবীর যেখান থেকেই আসুক না কেন সেখানে আছে, ভক্তি প্রভাব, ভক্তির উপস্থিতি সর্বত্রই আছে। কিন্তু আমাদের দেখতে হবে যে ভক্তির উৎস ভূমি কোথায় এবং সেটি কেমনভাবে বিস্তৃত হলো। সেই আলোচনাটি খুব বিস্তৃত আলোচনা, এটি খুব বড় মাপের আলোচনা, কিন্তু তার কিছু অংশ আমরা আজকে প্রায় সূত্রপাত করব, আর বাকি অংশ পরে আবার আস্তে আস্তে হবে। সো টুডে উই আর গোয়িং টু এন্টার ইন টু দ্য অরিজিন অফ দ্য স্ট্রিম অফ ডেভোশন অ্যান্ড দ্য থটস অ্যান্ড কনসেপ্টস অফ ডেভোশন। It was first conceptualized in the Vedic period, that was in the Samvedic period. Bhakti or devotion was originated. It had actually taken a shape, taken a shape, it was done in Samvedas. Samvedas was visualized by the sages, by the grace of Divine Mother Saraswati, and that was actually the phase where when you have an invocation of the Supreme Divine through the Rig Vedic thoughts and Rig Vedic process, and you have got a solemn declaration for the objectives of life and objectives of living in the world, after that you need to have a process which would actually allow you to contain those fundamental thoughts and promises and take it forward in life, and how to translate that into practice and action in life, that becomes very, very pertinent and important. And that is the reason why devotion is one of the most important cardinal principle in spiritual thoughts throughout the world in different, and it's as I have already mentioned, it's somewhat common in almost all streams and, for all segments of thoughts in the world, particularly the spiritual thoughts. So we're now getting into the origin. It was first visualized by sages in the, Samvedas. Samvedas was constituted to maintain the presence of divine. When you invite someone to your house or to your place, then there is a need to have a, entertaining the person whom you have invited. So Rig Vedas is for invocation, meaning inviting the God. Inviting where? Now, the God you are inviting him or in any form, or in a formless, consciousness in your being. And the Rigvedic thoughts was that you come and be there, seated in my thoughts, in my mind, and you inspire me totally, and you appear before me, you reveal yourself before me. And this revelation is an act of the pragyan or the, wisdom. So you provide me, you offer me that the supreme wisdom or the spiritual wisdom that you yourself are embodied for. Rigveda jokhon amader bhagwan ke ahvan kara hoy, shei ahvan kara hoy amader mone prane hridaye amader bake sarvatra ebong amader chetonar moddhe ebong ahvan kara hoy ei jonnoi je tumi amader moddhe esho, amader jibone esho ebong jibon ke porichalito koro. That is the first and fundamental objective of the Rigvedas, and it culminates into a promise which we had a discussion the last week and last before last week also when I was talking from London, last before last week, at that time also it was discussed. The principle of Vedas and the objective of the Vedic thoughts. The principle and objective of the Vedic thoughts is to create a life which is an ideal, a life which is like the lives of the, divine personalities, and finally, to transform the human existence, the human consciousness, into the consciousness of divinity or consciousness of noble being. And therefore, the final objective which had culminated to was constituted in the form of, understanding the truth, revealing the truth, living the life of truth, and maintaining truth in everything, everywhere, in every thoughts, practices, in our works, deeds, interactions, and in our formations in the world, and spreading the message of truth. And the truth essentially is the truth of God and the Supreme. God remains present in various ways. God could be realized, God could be understood in a particular form of your choice, or may not be in a form, it could be in the void in a consciousness which is free from all forms. Bhagavan ke amra jekono bhabe dekhte pari, take jekono rupe ba arupe dekhte pari. Arupe jokhon Bhagavan ke amra dekhi, tokhon tini ekti chetona, ekti alok, ekti nirbikar ba ekti kono kichu rong bihin, kono kichu porichoy bihin, ekti bostu, je bostu amader moddhe eshe jeno mishe jay. যেমন বায়ু এসে মিশে যায়, তেমন বায়ুর মতো সেরকম একটি বস্তু যাকে দেখা যায় না, বোঝা যায়, বুঝতে চাইলে বোঝা যায়, বুঝতে পারলে বোঝা যায়। সো দেন ফাইনালি ইট হ্যাড কনভার্টস ইন টু থট অ্যান্ড প্রমিস ওয়ের ইন উই ডেভেলপ আ ইকুয়ালিটি অ্যান্ড উই ডেভেলপ আ কালেকটিভ কনশিয়াসনেস, উই ডেভেলপ হোমোজেনিটি, we develop system of unity, we develop globalized system where the primacy of truth and primacy of God is established in life. Arthat beder je mul sutro ti mul pratignya jeti manusher moddhe nawa holo rishigon jeti bujhte parlen janlen onubhav korlen devi saraswatir kripay tara bujlen je etai samani bo akuti tomader shobar hridoy gulo এক ধরনের চাওয়া পাওয়া গড়ে উঠুক, এক ধরনের মন গড়ে উঠুক, একই রকমভাবে তোমরা সবাই নিজেকে এবং অন্যকে বিচার করতে শুরু করো, এবং তোমাদের মধ্যে একটি সামঞ্জস্য তৈরি হোক, তোমাদের মধ্যে একটি একতা তৈরি হোক, এবং তোমরা সকলে মিলে একটি একতা এবং সামঞ্জস্য করবে, এই কারণে যে তোমরা সবাই ভগবানের প্রতিনিধিত্ব করছো, তোমরা সবাই এই জগতে আছো, এই পৃথিবীতে আছো ভগবানের একটি এক একটি অংশ হিসাবে, ভগবানের এক একটি ভিন্ন ভিন্ন পরিচয় হিসাবে। সো দ্যাট ওয়াজ দ্য কাইন্ড অফ কালমিনেটিং থট ইন দ্য রিগ্বেদাস অ্যাট দ্য এন্ড অফ ইট, ওয়ার দ্য ওয়াননেস ওয়াজ অ্যাকচুয়ালি কালটিভেটেড, অ্যান্ড দ্য ওয়াননেস ওয়াজ ইন দ্য স্পিরিট অফ থিংস ওয়ার ইট ওয়াজ নন ডিসক্রিমিনেটিভ। দের ওয়াজ নো ডিসক্রিমিনেশন অন দ্য নেশন অফ অরিজিন, দ্য কান্ট্রি অফ অরিজিন, দ্য প্লেস অফ অরিজিন, or the color of skin, or the religious identity, or any kind of social, cultural, segmental, or any kind of sectoral identity of any kind. So it is non-discriminative in the ultimate sense of the term, And this oneness was oneness with one Supreme Personality, the Purushottam. The Supreme Personality is one in Himself, and it is actually oneness with that Supreme Personality. And that Supreme Personality is Purushottam. He is such a personality, was got, you know, it's like a banyan tree whose roots are there in the Ava sky, and the branches and, you know, leaves are there in the well, and the leaves and branches are there in the well, and there the lives do flourish. But then the inspiration and the thoughts and the core of the consciousness, the core of the spirit comes from the super sky and from the domain of the Supreme Brahman. And therefore, this, you know, the presence of Purushottam is actually identity created with the Purushottam or the Supreme Personality while being, you know, on earth, while living a life of a human being as a distinctly different life with an identity in the world. And but that identity is not the primary. The primacy is the oneness of the thoughts. Primacy is the oneness of consciousness. Rigveda Rishigan jeti avishkar korlen ebong bollen je tumra muloto tomader moddhe je oikyo samanjosyo shanghoti ebong ek mon ek pran ek hridoy eti gore tolar je pratignya eti tomaderke jagote gore tulte hobe ebong ei tulbar jonno tomader ashray royeche ekti mahashoktir kache param shoktir kache param param purusher kache tini kemon na jeno ekti ashoto sei dar বৃক্ষটি যেমন বিপরীত বৃক্ষ, অর্থাৎ এর শিকড় এর মূল রয়েছে সেই মহাশূন্যে, বিস্তৃত অসীম অনন্ত মহাশূন্যে, এবং তার দেহ এবং তার কাণ্ড, তার শাখা প্রশাখা, তার লতাপাতা সবই রয়েছে এই জগতের মাঝখানে। সমস্ত প্রাণগুলোই সেগুলি তাকে রিপ্রেজেন্ট করছে। মূলত আইডেন্টিটি হলো সবার একটি কমন আইডেন্টিটি, সেখানে সকলেই এক একটি অংশ ওই পুরুষোত্তমের। এই বোধ যখন আসবে সেটিকেই বলা হচ্ছে প্রজ্ঞা। তাই ঋষি বললেন প্রজ্ঞানং ব্রহ্ম। সো দ্যার ওয়াজ আ কনসেপ্ট হুইচ বিকেম দ্য কোর থট ইন দ্য ঋগ্বেদস, দ্যাট প্রজ্ঞানং ব্রহ্মণ। প্রজ্ঞানং ব্রহ্মণ ইজ দ্য, ইউ নো, উইজডম অফ ব্রাহ্মণ ইজ দ্য ব্রাহ্মণ হিমসেলফ। দ্য মিনিং ইজ দ্য ব্রাহ্মণ ইজ ইকুয়েটেড টু অর রিপ্রেজেন্টেড থ্রু দ্য উইজডম অ্যান্ড ওয়াইজ রিয়ালাইজেশন অফ দিস সুপ্রিম। And the realization should be the realization in the form of universality. There was a concept of universality thought, you know, which was conceptualized in the European region by Immanuel Kant, a British scholar, philosopher. And the universality was actually presented through a concept of Tariskaya Kosmos, meaning is, you know, universality was conceived as, you know, presence in the entire, you know, creation, this cosmic creation. And but then presence is connected through what? There was no answer in, you know, Kantian philosophies or Kantian model. Kantian model was actually he had an endeavor to actually find out. He was inspired by the thoughts of the Upanishads, but he could not finally connect it to the ultimate domain of that. Our sages have done it. And the point is, you are a part of this Supreme Consciousness, and the Supreme Consciousness is all-embracing, and He is present through His, you know, elemental consciousness in all living being, and therefore you have got a relation with that element. As an elemental consciousness, you have got a relation with the Supreme, because you are a part of that, because you are originated from that, because you have a, you know, origin, common origin of Him, ultimately, and in the ultimate sense of the term. Shejunni shakoler je adi ostitto sheti Bhagavaner moddhei ache, shakoler moddhei Bhagavaner ek ostitter kona, ekti cheton kona birajoman hoye ache. আর এ কারণেই সকলের সঙ্গে সকলেরই একটি জন্য সম্পর্ক হয়ে আছে, এবং সেই সম্পর্ককে ঋষিরা রিট্রিভ করতে, সেটিকেই উদ্ধার করতে বললেন। এবং সেটি যদি উদ্ধার হয়ে যায়, সেটি আর কোনো রকম বিভেদ তার মধ্যে থাকে না, তখন সব একত্বের ডাক আসে। সো দের ওয়াজ এ কল, আলটিমেট কল অফ দ্য ওয়াননেস, হুইচ ওয়াজ অ্যাকচুয়ালি দ্য কল ফ্রম ইন্ডিয়া, ফ্রম দ্য বেদিক, ইন দ্য বেদিক পিরিয়ড, ফ্রম দ্য পিরিয়ড অফ দ্য ঋগ্বেদাস, which I have calculated that it's actually roughly around 30,000 years from now backwards. And therefore, and that had a flourishing point, that had a, you know, unfoldment during this civilization of Harappan and Mohenjo-daro. Some relics of that is actually revealing that, and there were some remarks by Marshall, there are some remarks by others, and the remarks by some new scholar, Quinder Delst, when he had actually explored into Agastya to Ambedkar, this, you know, he was also actually looking into that. European scholars of a few during the last 50 years, they have actually explored that. Actually, 60 years, they have actually explored that and come up to certain ideas which are actually contrary to the established thoughts and ideas which our scholars are copying from the West as a, you know, concept which was presented during the, you know, British rule in India, which was actually had an objective to prove that fact that Europe was superior, Western, you know, civilization was superior, and India has actually drawn from the superior philosophy, superior civilization of the West, and India has grown because of their, you know, nurturing of India during their rule in India, which is totally a false and wrong concept that the some of the European scholars tried to put across, and totally rejected fully without any kind of cognizance to that, because it is not founded on truth. It is an untruth that they have presented for almost 125 years or more, and that had actually influenced our scholars during the early period of the last century, or you know, later period of the last to last century in India. And obviously at that point of time they were our rulers, and so people tried to follow the rulers, you know, footways, footmarks, and that was the reason. And even now, the scholars with a view to get their recognition in the form of, you know, postdoctoral or doctoral or, you know, delayed and some kind of, you know, recognitions abroad, they are actually continuously trying to do that. But these are actually, you know, getting ridiculed now because of the new truth having discovered and retrieved. Actually, that is the reality which has been actually retrieved, and it is the reverse. The first civilization had taken a dawn in India, and that's during the Vedic civilization. And this Vedic civilization had an impact and influence throughout the all span of the world. And that is the mother and parental source of all civilizations in the world. And that was not understood before, when Vivekananda had traveled in the, you know, ship and made a remark about the Christian civilization and, you know, Egyptian civilization also at the same time. And he made a mark that, you know, India's civilization has not died down. It is actually even now continuing with a vibrant strength of its, you know, potential within. But then the Christian civilization and the Egyptian civilization were not that original, and you know, the first finding of the African caves depicting that, you know, African caves are the finding of the earliest form of human being. That is not a point to reckon. The point to reckon is when was this civilized form of the society built, and that was in India only. And because of the wealth of India's, because the wealth that had been amassed by India, developed by India, people from across the globe, they used to hear about India and used to try and try to reach out to India, and that's how America was discovered. Because the person and the team of people, they wanted to come to India to retrieve some wealth from India and then come back to their own place and develop their place with the wealth that they have drawn from India. There is a new study which, you know, has proved that some part of United Kingdom, which was, you know, Yorkshire and certain other areas, which are actually developed because of, after, you know, almost 15 to 20 years of having captured India, the wealth that were initial period, only first 20 years period, you know, looting of India's wealth could make them, you know, superior wealthy. And that contributed to their, you know, beginning of a, you know, mega development activities, which have made them actually are developed and far superior developed, you know. And many of us try to follow that. But when we come to the culture and the tradition and the consciousness and the spirit of things, we find that even now there is no spirit and no culture, no consciousness which can actually compare with this. Such a wide and spread out, you know, the span of India's consciousness was. The Samvedas are started by Jaimini, says Jaimini. ঋষি জৈমিনী সামবেদটা শুরু করলেন। ঋষি জৈমিনী সামবেদে শুরু করতেই তিনি কেনোপনিষদের আইডিয়াটি পেলেন। কেনোপনিষদের আইডিয়াটি পেলেন, সেখানে দ্য কনসেপ্ট অফ মাদার, মায়ের কনসেপ্টটি আসলো। দেবী উমা হৈমবতী, উমা হৈমবতীকে মহাকাশে দেখা গেল, তিনি স্বয়ং নিজেই আবির্ভূতা হলেন। এবং তাকে প্রথম যিনি আবিষ্কার করতে পারলেন তার নাম ইন্দ্র, দেবরাজ ইন্দ্র। তিনি কেমনভাবে আবিষ্কার করতে পারলেন না, যখন অগ্নি বায়ু এরা সবই তার কাছে গিয়ে পরাজিত হয়ে আসলো, তাদের এমফ্যাটিক ইগো যখন ধরা পড়ে গেল, তাদের অহং ধরা পড়ে গেল, তারা ওখান থেকে বিপর্যস্ত হয়ে যখন ফিরে আসলেন, অগ্নি পোড়াতে পারেন না একটা ঘাসও, বায়ু উড়াতে পারেন না একটা ঘাসও, তখন ইন্দ্রের মধ্যে একটা শ্রদ্ধা এবং ভালোবাসা ভক্তি জাগ্রত হলো। দিস ইজ দ্য ফার্স্ট ইনস্ট্যান্ট অফ হ্যাভিং ডেভোশন স্টোরড অ্যান্ড ডেভেলপড ইন উইদিন দ্য ইনো সিস্টেম অফ এনি বিইং, আইদার হিউম্যান অর ডিভাইন। দ্যাট ইজ দ্য ফার্স্ট ইনস্ট্যান্স, ফার্স্ট সিম্পটম। সো প্রথমে ইন্দ্রের মনে ভক্তি জাগ্রত হলো। দ্য ফার্স্ট টাইম ইট ওয়াজ অ্যাকচুয়ালি নোটিসড ইন দ্য মাইন্ড, ইন দ্য হার্ট, ইন দ্য ইন্টারনাল সিস্টেম অফ ইন্দ্রা, দ্য কিং অফ দ্য দেবাস। অ্যান্ড ওয়েন হি হ্যাড টু, ইউ নো, প্রসিড টু দ্য স্কাই টু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড দ্য অ্যাপিয়ারেন্স অফ ইউ নো সুপ্রিম ফর্ম, which was not identified, actually could not be identified before, and they wanted to identify, and initially he had sent Agni, Bayu, these were the authorities of fire and air, and they had collapsed, failed because of their empathic ego, and Indra had, in his mind developed something called Shraddha, the, you know, spirit of respect and faith in that, unidentified source of energy. And also he had developed element of devotion and love within. So this is the first time an element of devotion and love develops in a person's internal system. And when Indra came to him, and came to her, then she had revealed her identity as Uma Haimavati, the Supreme Motherhood. And that Supreme Mother had appeared in the super sky in a formless condition, in the condition of a, illumined object and a non-formed illumined object. Even then, Indra had a devotion and a love for that illumined object developed within his system. And that is the reason why he could visualize that Supreme Mother. So this is the onset of the, theory of devotion. Bhaktir Shutrapa dekhan teke holo, jakhon Uma Haimavati ke darshan korte parlen Indra, karon tar antarer moddhe shraddha, bhalobasha ebong bhakti jagruto holo, ebong ei jonnoi tini Uma Haimavatir porichoyti pelen. এবং ওই জগন্মাতা তিনি ইন্দ্রের কাছে সেই পরিচয়টিকে ব্যক্ত করলেন, তিনি বললেন সেই পরিচয়টি। এবং এই পরিচয় ব্যক্ত হওয়ার জন্য দেশ উমা হৈমবতীর পরিচয়টি ইন্দ্র প্রাপ্ত হওয়ার পরে, অ্যান্ড হোয়াট ইন্দ্র ডিড ইজ হি হ্যাড ড্রন দ্য ইন্সপিরেশন ফ্রম দ্য সুপ্রিম মাদার, অ্যান্ড নাও হি হ্যাড ট্রান্সফর্ম দ্য রুল অফ লিভিং in the world of the devas, world of the divines, and therefore he had asked the human, he has asked the other creatures to have their own thoughts and approaches transformed in accordance. So what was the transformation? That has been visualized in the Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is a place which actually details about the birth, the woke, and the spread, and of course the culminating position of Lord Shri Krishna in totality. And Bhagavatam is the original source for that, and it was actually visualized long back, but then it was a post-Vedic period understood by a young sage called Shukdev Goswami. And Shukdev Goswami is the son of the, you know, the great sage Vyasa. He is actually called Vedavyasa. Vedavyasa is the Vyasa who had actually, you know, edited the entire Vedas. And the Vedas were actually, you know, initiated by some senior sages like, you know, Vasishtha, Bhrigu, Angira, Atri, Pulastha, Pulaha. These were the group of, you know, very senior sages who had actually, you know, initiated the thoughts of Vedas. And these thoughts of Vedas came to them, dawned in them, while they were into their activity, work. They were into full of activity, full of work. But their work was different in nature. The work was, you know, not the same as, you know, the others. So when this Sri Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya, he is actually called Sri Krishna Chaitanya or Sri Chaitanya. In short, he is known as Mahaprabhu in Bengal region. But in other regions of the country, he is not called Mahaprabhu, he is called Sri Chaitanya. So this Chaitanya had a, you know, conversation with Ramananda Rai, Rai Ramananda or Ramananda Rai. He was a king of a local region, and it was a conversation on the bank of the Godavaris and in the southern part of the country. It is long back, almost 600 years ago. And then the conversation had revealed the theory of devotion. And the theory of devotion, Chaitanya had asked Ramananda, because he knew that Ramananda is a practitioner of devotion. He is a very serious practitioner of devotion, even though he was doing the work of a king. He was doing the work of an administrator in a region. And he was a king of a small region, but then he was a king. And he had to do all the works of a king and all the works of administration, finances, taking care of people and everything. Rai Ramananda ekjon raja chilen ebong rajakiyo ja ja kajkormo shobi korte hoto ebong tini sei rajar motoi cholten kintu antor ta chilo bhaktite bhorti tai tar shonge mahaprabhur dekha hoy godaburi tire shekhane oder shonge songlap hoy. So Chaitanya had asked Rai Ramananda about, you know, what is the ultimate objective of a life, you know. Then Ramananda had said the objective is to achieve the devotion of the divine. Then Sri Krishna Chaitanya or Sri Chaitanya had asked Rai Ramananda bollen je bhakti jibone bhakti pawati hocche jibone shar. Uni jiggesh korechilen je jibone shar ki, ta uni bollen, Ramananda bollen jibone shar holo bhakti. Bhakti pawata holo jibone shar, bhakti labh korata holo jibone shar. To Mahaprabhu ke bollen tahole tumi bolo ei saddho sadhan tattwa bolo. Saddho sadhan tattwa holo sei tattwa je tattwer moddhe যে সাধন পথ বলা হবে এবং যাকে সাধ্য, মানে যাকে উদ্দেশ্য করে সেই সাধনটা হবে, যিনি উদ্দেশ্য, যিনি লক্ষ্য, তাকে বলা হয় সাধ্য। তাই সেই সাধ্যর জন্য সাধন, অর্থাৎ তাকে উপলক্ষ করে সাধন। সো দ্যার ওয়াজ অ্যান অবজেক্টিভ আইডেন্টিফাইড, অ্যান্ড দ্য অবজেক্টিভ অবভিয়াসলি ওয়াজ দ্য সুপ্রিম লর্ড, অ্যান্ড কুড বি দ্য লর্ড ইন লাইফ, লর্ড ইন আ ফর্ম, অ্যান্ড দ্যাট ফর্ম অ্যাকর্ডিং টু মহাপ্রভু শ্রী চৈতন্য ওয়াজ লর্ড শ্রী কৃষ্ণা. And so this Saddha Sadhan Tattva or the objective oriented, this principle centric way of doing the spiritual activity was actually to achieve the devotion of that supreme in life and maintain that devotion in life. So Ramananda started off with saying that it is the karma, it is the work that you dedicate, you have a dedicated work. And dedicated work will take you to that, you know. Tumi jodi sei rokom karma korte paro, je karma tar kache tomake pouchhe debe, sei karma jodi korte paro, tahale tomar sei hobe. Ta what is that karma? Karmanyeva adhikarasti ma phaleshu kadachanaha. Lord Sri Krishna had said to to Arjuna, and that was mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita in the context of the Mahabharata war, that karmanye vadikaraste, karmanye vaha adhikara astehe, karmanye vadikarastehe, ma karmanye vadikaraste, ma faleshu kada. Phala is the, you know, result, is the, you know, is that what it culminates to. It gives an output, a result. You know, that result is phala. So, ma phalashu is don't, you know, hanker after or don't look after even, and don't actually orient yourself to that. What is that? That is a result of your karma. So, when you're doing a work, you know, don't look at the other dimension of the work. What am I going to get out of it, or what am I going to achieve out of it? If you can do that, according to Rai Ramanujam, you know, then you attain a devotion within you, develop a devotion in your heart, in your being, in your internal system. তখন যদি এমন ভাবে কর্মটি হবে যে কর্মের মধ্যে ফলাকাঙ্ক্ষা নেই, সেই কর্মটি দ্বারা সেখানে ভক্তি সঞ্চার হবে, সেটি উনি প্রথম বললেন, এবং সেই কর্মটি করে যেতে হবে. সো হোয়াট দ্য সেজেস ইউজ টু ডু ইজ আ কর্মা ইজ আ ওয়ার্ক, দ্য সেজেস ইউজ টু ডু অ্যাজ আ ওয়ার্ক অফ ইয়োর ডিউটি, ওয়ার্ক দ্যাট দ্য সেজেস ওয়ার ডেস্টাইন টু ডু. So, for example, when Jangabalko, he used to have a, you know, big establishment of students and teachers. And in fact, it's not Nalanda or Takshashila. It's far, far, far back to that. It's almost, you know, more than around 15,000 to 12,000 years before that, you know, Takshashila and Nalanda. When, you know, Jangabalko had his own, you know, teaching system and learning system. And it is there mentioned, in Yajurveda that, you know, Jangabalko had a samabartan, convocation of 10,000 students together. So, which is amazing in the world now even. Even now in the world, there is hardly any place, there is no place as of now we have heard that at a time, 10,000 students are, you know, for qualifying, graduating from one place and getting their certificates, you know, from the institution. There's no example in the modern world. And known period of history, there is no example. Oxford started first convocation with 12 students only. Cambridge started convocation with around 30 students. So it is 800 years ago, but then they did not have even that span. Yes, Nalanda, Takshashila, they had also, but they had at a time 200, 300 students at a time clustered together in that place and in the, you know, there's a Gurukul system. But then the Gurukul system is very ancient. It's not the same Gurukul as we visualize in the Nalanda system. It's different. What is that? What were their karma? The karma was there. You know, the very early morning when it dawns, meaning the student wakes up. Wakes up when? Prior to the rise of sun. Prior to the rise of sun, the student wakes up. And what happens is when the student gets up prior to the rise of the sun, the person is actually getting so much of time. The person is actually getting immense time in the hand. And that is not important. More important is another dimension of the cosmic system. What is that? Because the sages are telling prahar, or a day of 24 hours has got 8 prahars. Prahar is a period of 3 hours. So each prahar has got a split of 3 hours. Now medical science, those who are doctors of endocrine system, those who are senior superior doctors of diabetic system, they know, they understand that middle of the day, middle of the night, and a few hours, you know, next to that is the most, you know, sensitive period for those people having some kind of, you know, dereliction, some kind of difficulty, some kind of weakness in terms of the, you know, the endocrine system or the, you know, blood glucose system. And human blood pressure also. So that is the period when it is very sensitive and susceptible, 12 to 3. But then the next prahar, That is the first prahar, 12 to 3. Then the second prahar, 3 to 6. This is the prahar begins with 3, 3.30, 4, 4.30, 5, 5.30, up to 6. Now the sun rises in the east around 5. So just prior to that, let's say 4 to 5. 4 to 5 is the most ideal period. If somebody does a meditation at that time, the meditation will be many times, many fold powerful than the person having done a meditation in a different part of the day or different time period of the day. Now, what happens is during that period, your consciousness, your internal system becomes so much responsive, so much, you know, responsive to your inner call that the inner call is registered immediately. Therefore, the sages used to do what? The sages used to make the students, the shishyas, the disciples, all get up, you know, during that period. You get up, you get yourself ready, and the last at least 1 hour prior to the sun rising in the east, you know, that at least 1 hour you begin with your meditation. When you do the meditation during that period of time, you'll find the grandeur of that, strength of that. If anybody tries to do that, we have done, you know, for Nash Yoga many times here on this Sunday connection. And we'll do again. There is a special variety of Nash Yoga, which I plan to offer through this mode also. That's difficult to offer through a distance mode, but still I'll try. That is a special type of Nash Yoga. But then when you will do that, when you actually get into that, you'll find that profile get deluged. You get deluged in the thoughts that you have actually cultivated, created, captured, and taken forward to. Je monobhav, je bhav, bhetore esheche, shei bhavke, ekhon shei bhaver moddhe dube jao. Ekjon bhakto bolechilen duburir kotha. And she was so correct in that, and she was mentioning that the duburi, duburi jokhon protome dubje, tokhon she tar chardike chinta thake, tarpor jokhon duburi bhetore chole jay, tokhon tar onno chinta thake na. Hoyto tai. But Duburi has got a connection with the outside world for the oxygenation. Yes, but that is a good example, thanks to her. But then it's even more, profound. What is that? Because, you know, when you are absorbed in that, then you are not in your own conscious climate. You are into a different conscious climate. So the sages had an objective that to put that disciple or the student in a conscious climate which they are aiming at transforming them for. So what is the ultimate objective? Shraddha sadhana. Shraddha, what is shraddha? Shraddha is to have a realization of God within. Now realization of God how? Unless you develop an attraction for God, you cannot have a realization. And attraction in a worldly sense is the attraction for money, attraction for other sensual enjoyments, attraction for material enjoyments. All these are attractions. But those are attractions which are, you know, covered and bounded by the time. Over a period of time, those attractions get diluted and, you know, they become attraction, you know, fosters and creates destruction. You know, it has got a reverse, you know, it's got a reactive phase. But you know, attraction for God can never have a reactive phase. Attraction for God has a reactive phase, which is again further attraction. So your reactive phase is what? Reactive phase is, you know, when you are attracted to the thought of God, the consciousness of God, then the next attraction which takes you to is that, you know, again further deeper. So you've got a deeper thought of God, and in the deeper thought of God you get immersed, which Sri Ramakrishna gave an example, is a very befitting example of, a doll made of salt gets deluged in the water of the sea. You know, because that is a sea water, is a salty, and then salt goes to the salty and it gets, you know, absorbed, and there is no separate identity. But then you maintain your identity as a person, as an individual, and at the same time you learn that climate, you have that understanding of the consciousness which is the supreme consciousness. So that's the onset of devotion. So what the disciples were learning, actually they were learning the, you know, seeding of devotion within. Even though they are not doing any, you know, kirtan, they were not having any chanting, they were all absorbed within themselves, and they were far superior devotees than many others. You know, they were superior devotees in the truest, in the real sense of the term, because they are actually devoted internally in the intrinsic point, intrinsic plane of their own consciousness. So now the conversation continues. It's the woke. And then, Ramananda says the next is, you know, Krishne Karmarpan, meaning your woke is endowed to the Lord. You know, yat karoshi, yat asnoshi, yat juhoshi, dadasi, yat, yat tabushavushi, kaunteyo, tat kurusho, mat arpanam. So this was mentioned by Lord Sri Krishna to Arjuna in the context of the war again. There he is mentioning that, you know, whatever you are doing here, Arjuna, whatever you are doing, you give unto it to me, you dedicate that to me. When you dedicate the work to God, then it's no longer is your work. So you are doing a work, but you have dedicated. So the moment you have dedicated, you don't have any right to the work. You don't have any right to the results of the work. So if you are dedicating that, and if you can really dedicate that, it's not that simple as you mentioned, like a literary person mentioning in a lot of activity, a lot of words mentioned for the activity. No. It's not thousands of words mentioned for the activity. It's a single word followed in your life. And that single word is very simple, that you have to dedicate this to God. Simple. And this dedication to God is very difficult. If you have got a small iota of selfish concern in that, you cannot. So dedication presupposes that you are bereft of, you are free from the selfishness or selfish considerations. Selfishness and selfish considerations are considered to be the values, the attributes of the demons. These are the attributes of the demons. These are not the attributes of noble personality. Noble personality can't have that. So then the next was your Krishna Karmarpan. Then Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya, he wanted to hear more from Ramananda Roy. And it said that you continue, meaning yo bhajyo age kahoa. And then he was continuing mentioning that karma tag, meaning you get rid of the karman. Get rid of the karman, there are many people who have mentioned that. But there is no support of this theory from Bhagavad Gita. No support of this theory from the Bhagavatam. So karma tag, Lord Sri Krishna has never supported. Karma tag has never been supported in Bhagavad Gita. Rather, in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Sri Krishna wanted to urge Arjuna to do karma intense, to waste the war immediate, and to do that as a devotee, to do that as a person of ascesis, to do that as a kind of, doing in meditation, to do that as a kind of offerings to God, to do that as a kind of sacrifice to the, cause of the divine. So he did never endorse this, relieving or giving aside the karma. There are many people who have said in many different contexts, which is not supported by either Bhagavatam or the Bhagavad Gita. So the bhakti theory of devotion has never supported leaving aside karma. Rather, it is always said that you have to do your karma, and you have to do like there should not be any addiction to karma. There should not be any personal consideration in the cause of the, work, and there should not be any personal involvement. The karma you do with your best effort, with your best energy, with your best motivation, with your best strength, with your best capacity, with your best capability, with all your thoughts put together, but do never do it for your personal gain. And you will find, if you need some personal gain, Never keep that also in mind, what I am going to say now. But that is automatic. If you can dedicate the karma to God, if you can really truly dedicate it to God, then the other things will be taken care of by the Supreme. If anything is essential for you, if anything is truly, you know, imperative, then that will be there automatically available to you without you having asked for. That will come. So then, you know, Ramananda continued saying that, you know, Gyanamishra Bhakti. Then he said Gyanashunna Bhakti. First he had talked about the devotion which is full of, you know, knowledge. And then he said that even superior is Gyanashunna, the devotion which is devoid of knowledge. And then he came up with the concept called Prema Bhakti, meaning a concept where the devotion is out of your, you know, causeless love. Prema Bhakti is a love where there is no cause. There is no cause, causeless love. A love for God without any reason. Love for God without any reason. There was an experiment in the Dakshineshwar between Sri Ramakrishna and the, you know, young man of, young person of Vivekananda Narendranath. And he had asked, Narendranath was asked by Sri Ramakrishna, why do you come here? He said, I love you, that's why I come here. And for no reason. Even though he had a lot of reasons to come. Because, you know, a lot of, you know, big people, renowned people used to come to Sri Ramakrishna, and he could connect Narendranath with any of them and tell any of them to give him a job. Yes, one person who did never, you know, keep his words, he could never keep his truth. He proved himself as a person with falsehood, and he gave Narendranath a job. But then he had, you know, thrown away Narendranath within a very short period, saying that he is incapable, incompetent, cannot become a teacher. Narendranath, a graduate of that period of time, who had actually, you know, conquered the world in terms of his, you know, wisdom, his knowledge and his personal profile, he was identified by this man just a few years before of Narendranath's having achieved in the world, that incapable, incompetent. And that man, he actually had activated a few students, four students, to write down a complaint. Like these days also there are politics in academic institutions or many places. Somebody influential, you know, invites some students or involves some students to write some complaint against some other person. That was actually done by that man to create a document. And he had created the document that way. And those four people, when they grew up in their own, you know, as persons, they had lamented and they had said, we did such a huge blunder. We did such a huge, you know, sin. We committed such a huge sin by writing this. Even though we did not believe in that, we were told to write, we wrote. So that is the kind of thing. So this Narendranath used to love Ramakrishna and he used to go there for sheer love for the person whom he considered as a person and later on identified him as a god. And he said, Avatara Barishtaya, meaning he considered Ramakrishna as the, you know, the embodiment of God, Barishthaya is the best out of all. Embodiment of God, who is actually primal to all other forms of God. So now devotion comes to Prema Bhakti. Sri Ramakrishna was supporter of Prema Bhakti. He used to tell, Prema Bhakti is the ultimate. But then Ramananda did not stop there. Then he came to the concepts of Dasho, Sakya, and ultimately he came to the point of Kanta Prem. you know, Mahaprabhu had culminated into the concept of Kanta Prem. Kanta is a, you know, is a local linguistic term, which means wife, or the love for a wife. You know, that was actually rejected by Sri Ramakrishna. Sri Ramakrishna said that, you know, devotion, the ultimate form of devotion is a devotion to mother. Devotion to mother is noble. No expectation, no commercial transaction is there in that. And any other, you know, for relations for the devotion has got some kind of expectation, reciprocal or some relations in that. So that was, he had rejected that and said that it's the devotion for mother which is the ultimate. So devotion, and that too devotion for mother. That's why he started worshipping mother Kali. And Kali was considered by him as a Kali, Brahman. Kali is a form, Kali is a formless, Kali is everything, conscious, superconscious, everything. She is void, she is in form, and she is the maker, maintainer, or everything of this entire creation. And she has got the Lord Shiva as a kind of, you know, provider of strength and maintaining everything from the background. So that was a kind of equation and relation in this form of devotion. But again, I should mention here very clearly and honestly that, you know, Bhagavatam, the original source of devotion, has actually cancelled, has not endorsed this. What Mahaprabhu has said, that is not as per Bhagavatam. Mahaprabhu has given these examples. And at each level, he has mentioned Yehu Bhajjo Aage Kahoar, meaning this is, you know, somewhat outward, somewhat external to that, and you continue with something forward that was actually, you know, rejected, that is not endorsed at all by the Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam comes with the concept of Navavidha Bhakti. Again, Mahaprabhu mentioned that Navavidha, but in a different way. The conversation between Chaitanya and Ramananda Rai had, you know, 9 different phases of, you know, devotion. But what Bhagavatam has captured is the original, and that is the fundamental source of devotion. This was actually coined and put across by 2 persons in different ways. One was Shri Ramanujam from the southern part of the country, and Ramanuj Acharya, and the other one was Madhyacharya. Madhya Acharya or Ramanujam Acharya. They actually carried it forward, because when they were saying that Advaita, that formlessness of the Supreme, has to be qualified with a concept of a love for the Supreme. So Supreme is a form, and Supreme is formless. But when you want to have a love for the Supreme, you need to have an entity. So the same formless infinite who is, you know, who is universal, who doesn't have any barrier of time, who is, you know, free from all the clutches of time, space and personality. In Bengali, it's called sthan, kal, patro. Onar kono sthan, kal, patro, thik nahi. Jadu ache kintu nahi. Tini asim ananto, he is infinite. But again, he is in a form, in a body. Is infinite, but then again in a body, in a form, in a structure. So this kind of apparent dichotomy, if somebody doesn't understand, then there is a dichotomy. Apparently, if you look at it, you will find that there is a conflict, there is a dichotomy. Durakam mone hoche. Actually, durakam na. It is the same thing. And then this, Advaita, or the oneness. Oneness is invisible, meaning he's omnipotent, omniscient, you know, he's always omnipresent, and he's present everywhere, he's present all the time. He is present in all the minds, all the soul, all the hearts, all the interiors, all the, you know, consciousness, all the elemental consciousness, all the molecules, atoms, you know, present everywhere. But at the same time, he can be constituted to be present in a particular place. And that is what Ramakrishna was worshipping, Kali. So he is present everywhere, but he is present there. And when he is worshipping Kali as a mother, he is developing a relation with the mother. And this relation requires that God appears to you as a form. And therefore, Advaita should be Vishishta. Vishishta means qualified. So monism has a qualified context. So it's a qualified monism. In a qualified monism, you have got universality. Immanuel Kant had thought about the Tadiskaya cosmos, meaning it's present everywhere. It's not he, the truth is present everywhere. Is the truth present everywhere? That's true. Truth is present everywhere, but what is that truth? Is it that, you know, something which is measurable, quantifiable and electable? Meaning, এটা কি সেই যার একটা ওজন আছে, যার ব্যাপ্তি আছে, মানে কত তার দৈর্ঘ্য প্রস্থ ইত্যাদি হলো, তার চেহারা কেমন হলো, আর তার ইলেকটেবল তাকে আইডেন্টিফাই করা যায়, ইনি কলকাতার, উনি বম্বের, উনি দিল্লির, উনি মরিশাসের, উনি লন্ডনের, আইডেন্টিফাই করা যায়, ইলেকটেবল। ইট ইজ নট, ইট ইজ অ্যাকচুয়ালি সামথিং উইচ ইজ অ্যাকচুয়ালি ইউনিভার্সাল। So there is no distinction and differentiation across other parameters than the supreme and cardinal principle. And what is the cardinal principle? He himself is the truth. That is the reason why the sages used to tell Ritang Bhadishwami, Satyang Bhadishwami. Meaning, Bhadishwami is not just to tell. Shankaracharya has explained this in the right manner. Shankaracharya is saying, here, Bodhisattva is actually connected to the original spirit. And the original spirit is saying, you know, I am invoking, I am inviting you in my life. So when I am saying, I am going to speak the truth, I am actually going to speak the truth to you. So when I am going to speak the truth to you, then I am going to speak your truth to you. So I am having a realization of God. And going to place the same realization to him. Exactly that is what had happened in the Vrindavan. And the Vrindavan had happened what? It was actually the devotees who were all around. And the devotees had a primacy of the call of God. What was the primacy? In whatever manner, whatever work they are engaged in, they were involved in, the moment they had, the ear vibrating the flute of Lord Krishna, and they said that, oh yes, we have to rush immediately without any other consideration. So then, what is the primacy? God is the primacy. God has given a call, so I have to go there. But, you know, at the cost of what? At the cost of anything and everything. So that was the mind for the connect with God. That is the mind for the primacy of God. Anything else is non-primacy. The sages used to teach their students, their disciples, what? Primacy of God. The moment you have a primacy of God, you develop a love for God. You develop a concern for God. You develop a love and concern. Ramakrishna was lying as a on a bed in Kolkata, and on the northern part of Kolkata, and Kashipur. And then he was very ill, having a cancer in throat inside, and it was a very, you know, advanced stage. Narendranath and others were offering the service. One day, all of a sudden, Narendranath was there alone, standing by the side of his head. And some other people were there in the surroundings, but he was the closest. All of a sudden, Ramakrishna had a huge cough from within. And, you know, he had a huge cough. And suddenly the cough came out of his mouth and nothing was there to hold that. So Narendra did what? With two of his, you know, palms, hands, you know, he captured that, you know, people call it a dirty material. And in fact, medical science says that it is very, very dirty and very, very poisonous. And that very, very dirty, very, very poisonous, people call it poisonous and dirty. Narendra found that is Amrita. It is nectar. And immediately he got it in his hand, in his palm, and he totally, fully swallowed that within himself. Within a fraction of a minute, everything had happened. And others who were there, slightly distanced, they rushed to, you know, to his bedside, and then they had asked, you know, Naran, why did you do this? You know, I could bring the, you know, the container to throw it away and wash it afterwards. Ramakrishna was silent. He did not say anything. I think after a couple of days of this incident, he made a comment to Narendranath that I have given out my everything to you. I have given out my everything to you. I have given out my everything to you. That was the incident of transfer materially. But it does not have any other consequence, or it did not have any, you know, poisonous consequence or anything. He did not develop his cancer. He did not have any problems of cancer. However, you know, because of his heart struggle and he had to, you know, give away the life at an early stage, early life. But then again, the creation that he was destined to do, the work that he was destined to do in the world, he did that. He was destined to do the world, you do spread to the, you know, concept of God in the world, which he did. And he was very, very successful in that, and he had a penetration in that. Sorry? I'm sorry. So what was that? Devotion is like this, you know, devotion doesn't, you know, when you have a developed a devotion, you have developed a love for the personality. And when you have a love and care for the personality, when you consider the personality and God in the personality, you don't have any other consideration than the love and devotion, love and care for the personality. So that was there in Bhagavata. Bhagavata said, Shravana, Manan, Kirtan, Anudhyan, Padasevan, and, you know, this Vishnu Shravanan. These are the five phases of preparations for devotion. Then what exactly is the devotion, where it takes place? Bhagavata says, Dasya Sakya Atma Nivedana. Dasya Sakya Atma Nivedana. Consider yourself as the servant of Lord in the truest sense of the term. Sakya. You become a friend of Lord in the truest sense of the term. Atma Nivedana. Consecration, which Jangavalka had put forward, and then that was in the pre-modern and, you know, early modern period, Sri Aurobindo had coined that in his the core concept of Savitri and the life divine, Atma Nibedan, consecration. That is the ultimate condition of devotion. So, where is the origin of devotion? Origin of devotion, as in the mind of Indra it had occurred. Shraddha. Respect. For what? For God. For the Supreme Truth. And what was the meaning of the respect? It had a component of love. It had a component of concern. it had a component of care. Love, concern, care. ইন্দ্রের মনে যে শ্রদ্ধা জাগলো সেই শ্রদ্ধার মধ্যে কি ছিল, তার মধ্যে ছিল ভালোবাসা, তার মধ্যে ছিল তার প্রতি একটা নিষ্ঠা এবং তার জন্য নিজেকে সমর্পণ করবার একটা মনোভাব। এই যখন থাকলো তখন সেটি হয়ে উঠল একটা প্রকৃত শ্রদ্ধা। দেন দিস অ্যাকচুয়ালি কালমিনেটেড ইন টু আ থিং কল্ড ডেভোশন। এগুলো মার্চ করে কনভার্জ করে আস্তে আস্তে ভক্তিতে পরিণত হল। যখন এটা ভক্তিতে পরিণত হলো দেন ইট ইজ আনকোশ্চেন, তখন আর কোনো কোয়েশ্চেনের অপেক্ষায় রাখে না। তখন ওই যে বৃন্দাবনের যে কথাটি বলা হলো, বাঁশি বাজলে ছুটছে সবাই, কেমনভাবে ছুটছে, যে যেমনভাবে ছিল, যে যেমন অবস্থায় ছিল, যে যেখানে ছিল, যে যে কোনো কাজের মধ্যে ছিল, সে সেখান থেকে সে রাশ করলো টু দ্য লর্ড। আর কি ভাবলো, আর কি ভাবলো না, ভাবলো আমাকে ভগবানের কাছে যেতে হবে, সে ভাবলো, তার ভক্তি সঞ্চার হলো। আর কি ভাবলো না, সে ভাবলো না এই যাওয়ার ফলে আমার কি ক্ষতি হতে পারে, কি লাভ হতে পারে, সে ওই হিসাব নিকাশ ওই কমার্সের মধ্যে গেল না। ওটা হচ্ছে কমার্স, হিসাব নিকাশ, ওই হিসাব নিকাশের মধ্যে সে গেল না। দিস ইজ ট্রু ডেভোশন, ওয়্যার ইউ হ্যাভ অ্যান অবজেক্ট অফ ডেভোশন, দ্য টার্গেট অফ ডেভোশন, গড অ্যাজ এ টার্গেট অফ ডেভোশন, অ্যাজ অ্যান অবজেক্ট অফ ডেভোশন, অ্যান্ড ইন দ্য অ্যাক্ট অফ ডেভোশন ইউ ডোন্ট হ্যাভ এনি সেকেন্ড প্রিন্সিপল অফ কনসার্ন, any second principle of attraction. That's why Bhagavatam is saying, Dasya Sakya Atma Nivedanam. Dasya is you become a, you provide, you offer your service to God, unquestioned service to God. Then Sakya, you become a friend of God because you will be endowed with a true friendship from God. May not be outwardly, may be internally, intrinsically. And Atma Nivedan is what? Atma Nivedan is your consecration, your dedication to the cause of the truth, cause of supreme truth, and to the cause of Lord Himself. And that makes you a devotee. Takhon tini ekjon bhakto hoben. এর আগে পর্যন্ত আমরা যাদের ভক্ত বলি তারা এমনি এমনি আমরা বলি, ভক্ত তাদের হয়ে উঠতে হবে, হয়তো হওয়ার পথটা শুরু হয়েছে, এই শুরুর পথটি শেষ নয়। যদি কেউ ভাবেন এই পথটি শেষ হয়ে গেল তাহলে তার আর কখনোই হওয়া হবে না, এই শুরু হলো, শুরুটা চলতে থাকবে, একটা সময় আসবে যখন তিনি কৃপাপ্রাপ্ত হয়ে যাবেন, when there will be endowment or the endowment from the Supreme Spirit, and that endowment will have a graceful position to the person, and the person will be graced by the Supreme, the person becomes a devotee of the Supreme. And once the person turns into a true devotee, the person is a person of God. Yogakshemo Baham Maham. Then the God says, I take care of your yoga, I take care of your worldly life, I take care of your devotion, I take care of your meditation, I take care of your concern for God, and also the other aspects of life I take care of. He Prabhu Satchidananda Parabrahma Sanatan Bhakti Sanchar Hote Thakuk Savar Mone. He Prabhu. উইল ডু চান্টিং এগেন, আমরা আবার এখন বেদমন্ত্র পাঠ করব, সবাই জয়েন করুন। ॐ वाग् मे मनसि प्रतिष्ठित मनो मे वाचि प्रतिष्ठित आभि आभि मे धीम
आभि
मानि स्तः श्रुतं मे मा प्रोहसिः अनेनोदितेन अहोरात्रान् सं ददामि प्रीतं वदिष्यामि सत्यं वदिष्यामि रामवतु तद्वक्ताणामवतु आवतु मामावतु वक्ताराम आवतु वक्ताराम
आवतु वक्ताराम
शांति शांति शांति
ॐ शांति शांति शांति
ॐ आपयन्तु मम अंगानि वाक् प्राणः चक्षुः श्रोत्रमाथः बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदाम् कुर्यात्मा ब्रह्मनिरकारो निराकरणमस्तु अनिराकरणमेवस्तु कर्मस्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ पूर्णमादः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते अवशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः सहवीर्यं करवावहै तमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः शाङ्गरुणः शाङ्गनो भवति अर्यो
महाङ्गो
इन्द्रः बृहस्पतिः शाङ्गनो विष्णोरुक्रमः ब्रह्मणे नमः ते वायु तमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्मसि प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्म वदिष्यामि प्रीतां वदिष्यामि सत्यं वदिष्यामि तद्वक्ता रामवतु भवतु मामवतु वक्तारा
शान्ति शान्ति
शान्ति ॐ भद्रं कणे भीष्णां देवां
ॐ भद्रं कणे भीष्णां
देवां भद्रं वशे माशवीययोत्रः स्थिरयाङ्गै सुषुमांशतनुभिः
श्रीम
देवहितं यतायु ॐ शान्ति 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 We shall now do a meditation for 2 minutes. এখন আমরা 2 মিনিট ধ্যান করব. A meditation for 2 minutes now. Jai Ma, Jai Ma, Jai Ma. We're stopping here. We shall meet again on the screen next Sunday, Indian Standard Time, 5:30 p.m. আমরা আজকে এখানে বন্ধ করছি। আগামী রবিবার আবার ভারতীয় সময় 5:30 আমরা মিলিত হব। সবাই ভালো থাকবেন। উইশ ইউ অল দ্য বেস্ট। নমস্কার। সবাই ভালো থাকবেন। অল দ্য বেস্ট টু এভরিবডি। সাইন আউট রিমুভ করে দিচ্ছে।
বন্ধ করে দেবো, জানো
হ্যাঁ।